And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. Solo day, just me and Pat hanging out. We're going to have a lot of fun. We are talking with the man, Pat McDonald, from the One Tuna Jackpot Tournament, the single largest tuna tournament in the world. It's going to be a great show. So much fun hanging with Pat, and so much to talk about between Baja and local fishing and skiff fishing, and obviously this awesome tournament. We are going to have a really fun show for you today. You stay tuned. It's going to be a good one. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup right here on 97.3 The Fan.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall, and when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Like we said at the beginning of the show, just a solo day with Pat and I today. Pete is going to be traveling back from our awesome Let's Talk Hookup trip to Whalers Cove in Angoon, Alaska, and we'll look forward to hopefully hearing from him later in the show today, how that trip, and as we said, also Corey out doing a little exploring on the East Coast. I know he... Corey dropped off some baits at the tackle store just before he left, and he was picking up some striper things. So I know, in addition to just enjoying some time on the East Coast with his gal, he's also going to be catching some stripers back there. But, man, do we have a fun one today. the for sure one of the busiest guys that I know, period, and certainly busy travel guy is Pat McDonald. You didn't really get that when you, and you certainly did not retire, but when you kind of half semi step towards retire, that means you do less stuff, not a whole lot more, which is what you're doing now. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me. Jeez. It's been a crazy run here. The last couple of years, I retired from Western Ontario News as the editor, but I really haven't retired from the industry.
You haven't at all.
No, I get to do a lot of fun things still with the publication, and I'm writing for a couple of other ones, and I got the Tuna Tournament, Baja Reports. My wife's got me traveling, and we've got buddies inviting me to go fishing. I got my own skiff. It's going to be a crazy time between now and, a really crazy time between now and the Tuna Tournament in November. It's going to be wild. So, and I'm trying to work in between all that stuff. So I'm just like everybody else trying to, I'm still doing a lot of work, still doing a lot of writing.
Yeah.
And, but right now my main focus is getting the tournament on track, and it looks like it's going to do great this year in its 21st year down in Cabo.
21 years of the best party, best tournament, best time to be had in college. I can believe it because, you know, when you do such a good job on something, they last, and that shows. 21 years of the Tuna Jackpot Tournament in Cabo.
Yeah, it's been a wild run. It's been tough. Every year I kind of think, oh, can I still do this, you know, mentally and physically when I get done? It's exhausting. It's so much fun. Even when I dressed up as Elvis one year, it was pretty crazy. People were like, oh, you're crazy. And I go, it's not me, you know, but I decided to do it. And then we had just a ball down there. And then this last year was our 20th annual, and this year is our 21st. Now, last year we had 163 teams. This year, I think we're hoping to beat that. It doesn't really matter whether we beat the numbers on those. What we really hope for is that we have a really great event, and the numbers of the payout really go up. Last year we had our record $840,000 paid out.
$840,000. This is a tuna tournament.
It's a tuna tournament. I kind of designed it with the other folks at Western Outdoor News back in 1999. To kind of be similar to the Bisbees, you know, where it was off betting, you know, it was a way you could get into a tournament very inexpensively. It wasn't like the Bisbees where it was a very expensive buy-in, about $6,000, and now it's up to like $60,000 for the high end. Ours is $1,000 for a team just to get in, and then we have all these different optionals, so you can get in very inexpensively. And
I think that was so smart of you, Pat, because that's one of the things is. You can go down to Cabo, experience what Cabo has to offer, be in a tournament, have the parties, have the awards banquet, but a team of four or five buds can do it on a budget. And you can, but you can participate at any level that you want to.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. So it's and this year we divided up. We did have Wahoo / Dorado optional for $1,000, and this year we've separated the two. So now. A lot of people have asked for that because very, very few times does a Dorado ever beat a Wahoo down there. Mm-hmm. So we separated them, and it also allows teams to say, "Well, I don't know if we're really going to be in the game, you know, for big tuna, but we can be in the game for Dorado, and that's going to pay like $50,000-$60,000 a day just for Dorado, and then Wahoo will probably be, I estimate about 30 to 40 or as much as 50 because a lot of teams are getting it all both of them." So the idea was that if you're fishing for tuna, you can get a big Dorado, and then you can end up with, oh, my gosh, we got a 40-pound Dorado, bring it in, and then you're going to win $50,000, $60,000 right off the bat. So that's each day. And if so the first day will be 30 pounds minimum for the for the Dorado, and because a 30-pound Dorado
it's a nice one, no doubt.
Is tough, can be tough. Then it'll drop to 20 if nobody catches one
okay,
the first day.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Because money rolls over, and then the team who catches the biggest, like Dorado, I know it's a tuna tournament, but could get $120,000.
There's going to be some serious strategy in there if all of a sudden day one rolls over. Mm-hmm. You need to really start thinking about, like, man, should we just go target a Dorado? There's over $100,000 into this thing.
Exactly.
And let's face it, if you went down there with the intent of targeting Dorado, you're playing for big money against a much smaller field of competitors. You know, who's not going to throw their money in a tuna and wahoo division? But there's not going to be a lot of guys targeting that.
Oh, I know.
That's a good call.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I could for sure see buds go down there in a ponga wanting to participate in everything, but just going to target Dorado.
Right. Yeah, and there's some great other tournaments, too. We've got Bisbee's. We've got the Dorado Shootout where the Van Warmers put on, and Kit does a great job down there. He kind of formatted that a little bit similar to to what we started back in 1999 mm-hmm. with the tuner tournament. And so that was a $147,000 payout and a truck. So there's a lot of ways you can win money in Mexico at various levels of entry. So main thing is that you can go down and have a great time. It doesn't cost that much. I think I estimated it, and I put it all in there for a rental car, hotel, flight, if the flights aren't as crazy as they seem to be right now, an entry, get into a couple jackpots like that. By the time you get done with food, bait, tip, and everything else, it's about $2,600 a person. In the grand scheme of things, that includes your charter boat.
That's everything. That's all in.
Figuring in about $800, and that's a day of pre-fishing and all that. But divided among four people staying at the Tesoro Hotel. It's not crazy.
Yeah.
So it's actually reasonable. $2,600 for some people might go, that's a lot of money. But you go to Alaska, go anywhere, go to Cedros Island, anywhere. It's very similar. So it's not for rich folks only. It's certainly not. There's a lot of teams that go across the board at $24,000. And we had, 18 of those last year.
Wow.
Yeah, we had 18 teams across the board. That was a record.
Now, explain what that means real fast when you say across the board. So you have the basic entry of the tournament, mm-hmm. and when you pay that with your team, you get to participate in every single thing that there is to do as far as all the fun and the parties and the and the awards and all those. But in addition to the entry, there's all kinds, there's jackpots, and that's almost like side tournaments. Mm-hmm. Maybe explain what across the board is and what you're talking about there with jackpots.
Well, jackpots are each day is a new jackpot day. Okay, so there's five or six tuna jackpots, and there's a Wahoo and a Dorado jackpot for $1,000 each. And the tuna jackpots are like $500, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $5,000.
That means you pay $300, $500, $1,000, $10,000, whatever to participate in this side tournament.
Yeah, and you're only competing against the people who are in those jackpots themselves.
So you might have 170 teams that are in the main tournament, mm-hmm. but only 50 of them mm-hmm. decided to be in the $500 mm-hmm. jackpot. So you're now, instead of competing against 170 people, you only have to beat those 50 to win all that money.
Right. And there were several teams that got in into the 10,000 but weren't across the board because they felt that they're only competing against 18, 19 teams. It's whatever. You can enter all of them,
sure.
or you can enter none of them, or you can enter just a couple.
Yeah.
You can enter just the 10,000, which is the highest end. This year, we added another $10,000 jackpot. It's called the Gray Taxidermy Fish Research, and that's for teams only that are across the board,
okay.
if they want to. And then a large portion of that money, aside from what you win, goes into buying electronic fish tags for Gray.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So those who want to do that. So it all might jack that that high-end boats and then go beyond. Yeah. And so we're kind of hoping that a lot more teams will go across the board, get into that, and then we'll be able to buy some fish tags.
That's a great idea.
These are the electronic ones. They're $5,000
yeah,
each.
Sure.
So they just
satellite pop-off tags.
Yeah, they are amazingly accurate. They give a lot of data. So we're hoping that people will go there, and also that maybe we'll go over the $1 million mark. We had $840,000 last year, so it'd be nice to go over the $1 million mark. But if we do. But the main thing is hoping the weather's good, everybody stays safe. It's a great tournament, and we have a good time.
Yeah.
And that's part of what I do is that I go down there prior to making sure that all the vendors are squared away and that the parties are fun, and that and then Chuck and the guys back at Western Outdoor News are taking care of all the sponsorships and everything. And we've got some great new sponsors this year. Gamakatsu came in this year, and Nomad.
Nice.
Yeah. And of course, we have CalStar and Acura is back. And of course, Costa Del Mar and Seaguar. I mean, there's a lot. And
big hitters.
Yeah, big hitters. All great people. And a lot of them come down to participate and fish in the tournament, a couple of them.
Cool.
And we always hope that a sponsor doesn't win, but they do. But oftentimes they do. But they play by the same rules as everybody else. And we're kind of tough on those. And this year, for the first time, we're asking people to videotape the fish that they feel that are going to be qualifying fish, to videotape them. If nothing else, get them on board and watch them, get on the deck, and so we can see.
Let's face
alive
it. Everybody that fishes these days has a cell phone capable of taking very easy video. I don't think that's become too much. I don't think that's become too much to ask nowadays.
That's just another rule. Chuck and I
think it's a great idea.
And everybody decided to, and Billy. And I really want to thank Billy Egan. He's the new assistant director. He's been here with me for a couple of years, and he's done a great job. It's really fun. By the time I get done with the tournament or towards the end of the tournament, I am just exhausted mentally and physically. And then Billy just gets up on stage with me, and we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun on the stage. People are like, you guys are a crack up. And I'm like, usually I have to take a Red Bull and a vodka to keep my energy level up.
Through it.
It's like crazy. So with Billy, it's like, woo, you know. So he's fun, and he's the director of, he handles the Bass tournaments and all the special events and tournaments at Western Ontario Publications. And so bringing him has been just a lot of an energy booster for me.
One of the slogans that's been used in the tournament, and I hope it still is because it's so appropriate, has always been, you fish hard and you party harder. And you guys, that is what the point that I hope gets across is, this is a for real, I mean, $840,000, this is a for real big fish, big money tournament. But in addition to that, it is the best time that you will have in Cabo. It's parties every night that are fun. I mean, it's not crazy party. It's just have a great time and have some great food and... Mm-hmm. Have some drinking and have some dancing and have a good time with all your friends. And it's the coolest atmosphere, having done it multiple times with you. I mean, that's the point that I hope people get, is that in addition to participating in real money and fishing in Cabo, you are going to have such a good time over your multiple-day stay in Cabo San Lucas. It's a blast. You guys do such a good job.
Yeah, you pretty much defined it right there. You know, yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. I've got a crazy schedule prior to that, and so I'm kind of weaving my way around. We've got to ship a ton of stuff down. Gamakatsu is 800 bags
they're giving
us. And then, you know, the hats and the shirts, and Minerva is producing the clothing for down there, and all the money goes to Smiles, which does cleft palate surgeries in two clinics down there, down in Cabo. And we raised, I think it was like $28,000 last year, and I'm hoping above that this year. So, yeah, it's a part of it's charity, part of it's fun, part of it's competition, and we all try to make sure everybody plays fair. And that's what we try to endeavor to do. So it's a good time. And, of course, there's, you know, right now I just want to go fishing up here. The fishing is going nuts up here.
Yeah.
So I'm having a ball weaving my way, trying to get the tournament going, and then also getting my skiff out and going fishing. I'm getting invited on fishing trips. And I'm busy, but I'm pretty happy about that, let me tell you.
No doubt. Well, as you can hear, we got an awesome show. Clearly, we got a lot to talk about with the Tuna Jackpot Tournament, but man, you want to talk about a great fun guy to have in the studio. Fresh back from Baja, skiff fishing maniac now, and all the travel. I know before the show we were talking, you got Cedros and Alaska and Baja and all kinds of stuff coming up. So it is going to be a jam-packed, very fun show, and a great opportunity to talk to a guy who has been around this world for such a long time and so many great stories. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we want to hear from you this morning. We want you to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, and if you want to get through, the best way to do it is to give Adam a call right now. It is going to be a very busy morning with Pat in here, and we do have two open phone lines, so I would take advantage right now, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the fan this morning. Again, 833-288-0973 is your chance to get through and talk to Pat. And in addition to Pat being in here, we have such a killer prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. It's a full year membership to fishdope.com. So a great opportunity. That's a $170 value that somebody's going to get all the great info from Fishdope. Not only, obviously, the locations and GPS areas, but also all the other stuff that comes along with a Fishdope membership. Sea surface temperature charts, hot bite icon, you know, like knowing where that fish is moving to and from, weather information, all the great stuff that they keep you up to date with. $170 value, 1 year membership to fishdope.com. And again, if you want to get your shot at that great prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to Pat, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength lifeboat, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible 2.5 to 75 horsepower four strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed using your smart speaker? Just say, okay, Google, play 97.3 The Fan.
Streaming 97.3 The Fan from radio.com.
Walks like a duck.
Use Google Home to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Got to say good morning to our good friend Lily Jones, who's listening. Got a text from Dow. They're up in San Luis Obispo and said everybody's listening on the app up there, having a great time, enjoying hearing about Cabo. And I think they're ready to come down to Cabo and join in on the tournament this morning. I got a couple of texts more saying, man, we can get down on the little Mexico party time. That sounds like a lot of fun. So I think I got you another team ready to go, Pat. Jesse and Lily are ready to sign up with Dallas. So we're ready for another Cabo trip.
That's what we need. More folks that will like to have a good time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, the phones are packed. I know everybody's excited to talk tuna jackpot and talk fishing. And before we do jump into that, you were telling me before the show, in addition to obviously all your crazy pre-tournament time, just came back from a great trip down to Northern Baja.
Yeah, I went down to San Quintin. I haven't been down there for like 12 years, you know, and for various reasons why I hadn't been back there for a while. But I did the original stories, and Al and Nola Gaston had rebuilt the old mill restaurant.
Okay.
And brought it kind of all back from the dead, really, years and years ago. And then we did a couple of charters down there and trips, and I just stopped going, and I always wondered how it was. And so now that I do the Baja reports for Western Outdoor News, actually for the last 4 years.
I think that's so cool that you do the Baja stuff.
Yeah, so this guy Juan Cook and the K&M Sport Fishing, I'm reporting on them all the time. And I had about 3 or 4 days. Linda went back to visit the grandkids back in St. Louis, and I couldn't make that trip. I decided just to go down there with my buddy for about 1 day of fishing with Juan Cook. Had a ball.
That's
place
so
is
cool.
Really, they've, yeah, it's a great place. I would suggest people go down there for a little bit longer than I did. But the Jardine, new hotel down there. They got the Old Mill Hotel, the
okay.
Molino Viejo. Great, great restaurants, great food. The fishing was incredible. They've got like four or five charter outfits there. K&M Sport Fishing is kind of like the Brandon Hayward gig.
They've got Killer Parkers and do a great job with their social media.
Right, yeah. Juan has a 23 Parker. They all have a lot really good boats. And they have the Pongas down there, too. It's really quite organized. And so it's a beautiful area. I just wondered why I never
don't do that more often.
Yeah, so I had a great time. We just wide open lingcod. I hooked a couple big yellows. I lost one of them and to the rocks, and the seals probably would have got it anyhow. They were all over the place at the breakers. But mainly we concentrated on the calico bass fishing on the surface iron. It was insane.
That's cool.
That's kind of how I fish. You know, when I feel I'm in a real productive area like San Clemente Island or whatever, I bring out the 2 or 3 or 4 ounce surface iron, the green,
big bass,
and then
love
you start throwing
iron.
It. And if you want to get a big bass, that's what you're going to get. And so finally, after catching so many fish and throwing so many times, my shoulder's kind of jacked up from body surfing. I just told Juan, I go, I am done, man.
Wave the white flag.
I've had enough fun. And I go, let's go. I mean, I was so sore from catching bass after bass. And they're all big fish. It was like, oh, my gosh, this is... I that's the way I love to fish.
And what a cool area in that you're down far enough that you're in this cool Mexico vacation area, but it's far enough north that you leave your house in the morning, you're there in the afternoon. It's not it's not a insane amount of travel to get down there, but you still have the cool Baja experience. Just hearing your story got me so pumped up on wanting to go do the same thing.
Yeah. Now you can bring your own boat down there too, and so there's plenty of places for you to bring a boat down. A lot of guys do bring their boats, and then Campo de Lorenzo, he's got a bunch of people who live there year round or have their boats and all their toys there. Right on the bay, but a lot of people bring their boats down or they charter with the guy. Once they come down, they check it out. Now, bringing your own boat down, it's not like a 2 or 3 day trip. You should come down for about a week, and then utilize the launch ramp, the hotel, like that. And it's not like the old days where you couldn't get out of that bay, without having a guide go out with you, because the electronics now allow you to follow the boats out, and then you can put that on your track. It's will show
track
you where you're going.
Yeah,
but believe me, that was a real dangerous thing. So it's not like the old days. It's really a great destination.
That's awesome,
to go for a trailer boater. And it's tough. I know a lot of people don't go down there and trailer boat that much anymore because they're always just afraid. They got the long line. The line when we came back was only 45 minutes, and there's an app that tells you how many minutes the wait is.
I see that. That's pretty sweet.
So when we came back, we left Ensenada early in the morning, had breakfast, and then wandered up after all the traffic was over. And we were through in 45 minutes.
That's
it was
sweet.
No big deal.
How
at
cool.
All. So it's I think the world is changing as far as trailer boats. Juan Cook said that, where there was very little interest in coming down two or 3 years ago with all the narco issues and everything else, it's starting to trickle back, and they're up about 20 or 30% from last year as people are starting to come back down. So it was a great trip. Had a fun time. Juan Cook, thanks so much. K&M, you guys are the greatest. And We brought all our fish back, and Christian Cadian of K&M, he was there at the fillet table, and we just handed him our fish. And my buddy, I asked my buddy, how much does it cost to fillet all those lingcod and a couple of the yellowtail? We didn't keep any of the bass. We never keep bass. And he goes, $20, and he goes, that's normally what he gets paid more, less than that usually. So we gave the guy a $20 bill.
Oh, cool, man.
So it was just super great, and we sat there and had margaritas, while we're and then went over and had dinner, and then we headed up to Ensenada before it got dark, and then the next morning we were back home, and we were going to do the Guadalupe Wine Valley, but I wanted to get back and help my wife with the grandkids.
Yeah, an awesome destination in Mexico.
Yeah.
Speaking of awesome destinations in Mexico, I know another one that's one of your favorites is down at Rancho Leonero in the East Cape. We got John Ireland on the line right now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick. Hey, Pat.
How you doing?
How you guys? Good.
Great.
Good. It's warmed up a little bit down here. It's been a pretty cool summer down here overall, but this last week it got a little warmer for sure. Water's warmed up too. It's 87 to 88 degrees. But it's been clear and flat. Good mornings. We've got the normal easterly breezes in the afternoon, noon that kind of cool things down. It's nice. Fishing's been real, real good. The only actor that has not shown up species is the yellowfin. Everything else has been pretty wide open. We've had by far the best wahoo and dorado fishing of the year. There's quite a few wahoo around. They're down south by the White Cliffs off of Veneramis there, and pretty close inside there, you know, 1 to 3 miles off the beach. And they're picking up, the boats are really picking up 2 or 3 a day. And the fish are between 25 to 70 pounds, depending on the fish. You see, the average fish is about 40. But lots around us, we're seeing a dozen at least to the cleaning table daily, which is a lot of wild for us. And then the Dorado are mixed in the same area and spread, and big schools of Dorado. Lots of peanuts in there. The guys are keeping 7 to 15 pound fish, but they're catching 2 or 3 to get those 7 to 15 pounders. But everybody's bringing home limits of the Dorado as well. There's some nice bulls mixed in. No huge ones, but 25-30 pounders.
Nice.
But very, very good Dorado and Wahoo fishing. Billfish, unbelievable. You know, we always have good billfish in this time of year, but it's been real, real strong. There's everywhere. Lots of blues mixed with the stripers, I'd say. Maybe 1 out of 3 fish taken are blues, a lot in the 200-pound class. We had a couple 350 and between 350 and 400 a couple. And the guys, the fish died and brought them to the table. But loads and loads of blues around. Really, really good bill fishing. Inshore and on the bottom, we're getting a lot. You know, last year we had, we must have had 40 or 50 pargo that were over 30 pounds, and we had our biggest one last year was 49.5 on the line. That's a big pargo.
No doubt, it's a giant.
Huge, huge. And this year we've had a lot of big pargo as well. We had a 41 pounder this week, and a lot's in the 30s, and a big amberjack as well. Amberjack between 20 and 50 pounds. A lot of those being taken. Some nice grouper. And some big pompano inside on the drop-offs. They're chunk baiting them. They're using the kitchen skipjack and sending those to the bottom and also using the squid and reel up. Much pressure. Everybody is at Wahoo and Dorado, but there's a lot around. 50-pounders are common. They're getting released. Fishing's really good, and the yellowfin, for whatever reason, just disappeared this week. They'll be back. That's the only species that wasn't going on for us.
No doubt that they will. Well, gosh, that sounds like that's pretty darn good fishing to me. I can handle that one just fine, John. It sounds like a great report, and you've always said it. You know, you get that hot August weather. It just comes right along with that hot August fishing, and sounds like this is certainly following suit.
Sure, nice to see some Dorado back in numbers, and there are quite a few around Dorado, and they're fast growers and all that, so I'm hoping in the next couple of months that the Dorado get even bigger, and the Wahoo are a big bonus as well. So we've had a good week. We're happy.
Sounds awesome.
I sent you a report, Patrick. You got it. I just sent it out to you.
Yeah, and I'm hearing from various other spots around Baja, and then a couple of spots in the East Cape. Man, those Wahoo pictures, they're fantastic.
They're real ones.
These are real Wahoo. So if that's on your bucket list, you guys, go.
Yeah, go.
Now is the time. East Cape is going off. They're starting to pick up some of those guys off of Cabo as well. Fishing has just gone off absolutely in Baja, California, sir. It's been fantastic here in the last 2 weeks. East Cape has been going off for a long time, but Cabo now and the San Jose del Cabo is starting to finally pick up with that warmer water coming in. But East Cape is always a great spot. Go to Rancho Leonardo. That place is absolute fantastic.
I might make a suggestion as well. If you're coming down and you want the Wahoo, bring some Rapalas. Bring CD18s. They're just going for those babies.
That's a good call.
Seems to be the baited choice.
Well, if somebody wants to make a quick reaction and scratch the Wahoo off of their bucket list, John, how do we come down and make a quick trip to come fishing with you?
Thanks, Rick. It's 800-646-2252. Or check out our website. We've got a lot of photos of these great fish, rancholanero.com.
Awesome, buddy. Appreciate the phone call very much, John. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You sure will. Nice talking to you guys. Have a good one.
See you, buddy. Thanks a lot, John. Hey, again, if you want to get through, been a busy morning, 833-288-0973. Not only your chance to talk to Pat, but also win that fishdope.com full-year membership. Let's jump into the phones and talk to Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hi, Don. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Rick, great job holding down the fort while everybody's out playing.
We're having a fun time, buddy.
Hey, Pat, it's always a pleasure listening to you, and great to see you on social media and your Baja Report and Western Outdoor News.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
It Western Outdoor News has been a big part of my life for a lot longer than I probably want to mention. But I was just curious, since you have so much knowledge about Juan, how long has it been around, and how did it get started, and what was the first tournament they did, if you know?
Oh my gosh! Well, it started with a Coronado Island yellowtail tournament back in 1954. And how do I know that? Well, I think it was 1953. And how I know that because I was born in 1954. So everybody says, how many years has Western Outdoor News been around? Well, it's been around as long as I've been around.
That's cool.
So yeah, it's the first issue came out, kind of a trial issue came out in late 1953, and the first official issue came out right after that in 1954. So it started with the yellowtail. Bert Twilliger was put on a tournament, and he used that database to start the publication. It was the first of its kind anywhere, a weekly publication.
Which was unheard of.
Yeah, unheard of. Yeah, but he was a journalist, and so he knew how to do it. And he worked at the Herald Examiner, and then he began doing some of the fun reports for AAA, and that's kind of how he got started on the whole thing. And then he did like a weekly column. And then, of course, it just morphed into when Baja was a big deal of people of interest, but there was nobody, very few people went down there. Ray Cannon started doing stories. And then having weekly reports in the publication really was a big boost. Before, you know, the Internet, nobody could get any information. Tom Miller, after Ray Cannon stepped down, Tom Miller would do reports from Bob about people when they got back. And then that continued on until he left. And then I think there was Fred Hochter. And then I got him to do fishing reports. I started doing them myself, and then he says, well, I want to do them. And I go, okay, fine. Because he wanted more money, and I didn't want to do the reports anymore every week, in addition to being the editor. So I let him do them. And he had a funny, funny column. And the column was really funny, but people wanted fishing reports, like Tom Miller had. And so I said, well, you got to do fishing reports. I'll do them, you know. And then finally he took them over and did a great job with them and got really involved. And Gene Kira. And then Robin Wade handled it for about 4 or 5 years, and then I took over. So it's but that was the first tournament. Now a lot of our things that we do, or what Western Outdoor News does, I don't officially work for them as staffer anymore, but they still do the two biggest bass tournaments in the Western states, mm-hmm. the U.S. Open in Lake Mead. And also, which is full. It was filled like 2-3 months before the tournament.
Which is unheard of in that world.
Yeah, yeah. So they're just unbelievable. 220 teams or something. And then they have the California Open. And then we also do the two of the biggest freshwater.
The California Open, that's up at the Delta?
Yeah, that's up at Clear Lake.
Clear Lake. Okay,
yeah.
Excuse me.
So yeah, it's okay. Clear Lake. And then that place has some huge bass. And so it's always fun to see the big catches out of there. And then we also do the Trout Derby up at Big Bear, and then Lake Havasu, and then the Catalina
Striper Derby,
tournament,
right?
Striper Derby, and the Catalina tournament was brought back. And then there's also this 10-week thing that they do.
The Big
Fish Tournament, Big Fish Challenge on over 10 weeks or something. So that's very involved. Whether you're a reader or not, you're going to be heavily involved in all the fun things that they're involved into. And so it's not just a publication. We do a lot of different things. And, of course, the Tuna Tournament is also it's the biggest tuna tournament in the world and one of the biggest tournaments in Mexico for sure. So that's a big feather in our cap to continue that and start that. So, and we've done many, many charters. We had fishing schools. And I guess we're starting up fishing schools a little bit.
That's good.
Which is good. Information is always good. And then we've got the website, Facebook pages, and social media. And we also have charters. I do four. I did one to Puerto Vallarta already. And then I'm going on the Kingfisher trip.
All right.
I know this is probably mundane information for most people, but we do a lot of different things.
Oh, totally.
So just like group-sponsored
style trips where you're going on a place that someone like yourself is either yourself or someone in a similar position will be hosting the trip. You kind of know that this is a trip that they've been on before and it's a quality operation. And if you're if you're thinking about doing something like that, it's a great way to go about it because you know it's going to be with a very reputable spot and place and somewhere that it's got Pat's, seal of approval.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. But I will tell you that when I'm going to Alaska, to Kingfisher, you can't beat that place. It's fantastic. Yes. You've been up there many, many times, and I love seeing your reports. Gets me fired up. And so I'm leaving in about a week for that, the 26th. And then I come back, I'm on a trip to Croatia with my wife and Germany for 3 weeks. Then I come back, and then I'm going to be doing a trip to La Bocana with Baja Fishing Convoys.
Cool.
And then Cedros Island. I'm going to be doing that trip. And then I've got Cabo itself. And then my buddy Don Souther just invited me on a two-day fishing trip on the Oceanside 95 somewhere in there. Around near my anniversary, so I got to get. We'll see how that works out.
And the biggest tuna tournament in the world. So yeah, you don't got a whole lot going on.
No, I got a lot going on. So yeah, I'm very excited. And I'm very appreciative of the folks at Western Outdoor Publications that allowed me, although not editor anymore, still to do all of the fun things that I was able to do.
Hey, part of the family.
Yeah. And so yeah, I'm pretty busy, but it's been great, and I do all the things that I love to do. And then somewhere in there, I get to go fishing on my skiff, which I hope we get to do tomorrow.
Great question, Don. Appreciate the phone call very much. When we come back, we got more of your phone calls, and we're going to check in with the cast man. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. Lots of great Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. We're listening on 97.3 The Fan.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper professionals. Seakeeper has changed the lives of so many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water, visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to book your free demo ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, man, right now with this bluefin happening, just a multitude of great options. And I think we'd be amiss if we weren't talking about the brand new reel, the Shimano Speedmaster. What a perfect timing on Shimano's part to come out with an extremely capable yet very affordable reel in Speedmaster. All of us are very aware of the success of Talica, the single greatest two-speed fishing reel around. It's lightweight, it's great free spool, it's great drag, it's great power. Now, a very similar reel in a very affordable package with Speedmaster. Lightweight, great drags, very castable in $249 and $259. Something we can all afford, and you can go down, grab that reel, grab some Power Pro, and go catch yourself a 100-pound bluefin. It's the new Speedmaster from Shimano. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer, or check out Shimano.com.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I think people think these athletes are like...
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. And today our catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your trip when you're for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, but now with Fish Pros to market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location, or you can order online at Fisherman's Processing. And now the spices and rubs are also available at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. So another very convenient, easy spot to get it. Let's head down to the Baja, talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Cast, thanks for hanging in there with us, buddy.
Yeah, buenos dias, boys. Hey, Ricky, you were just had your ad there for Shimano. I just wanted to give them kudos this past week. I had taken in my... Thunis 12,000 spinion outfit that, you know, I've caught a lot of big tuna down in Panama with it.
Right.
And anyway, they took it in to get it repaired. Drags were a little messed up on it. But anyway, they called me and they said, you know what, rather than try to repair this, we're going to give you a brand new one for $25.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
I swear they sent it to me. I got it in the mail yesterday and I'll tell you, it's a brand new reel. I mean, they've done that before with a Calcutta reel that I had. They just, the repair work, they just said, we'll just give you a new one for whatever the price was. But it was, I mean, it's a great service.
Their customer service is second to none, no doubt. And that's just not that uncommon of a story, man. We hear that all the time. That's great, buddy. Well, I'm glad to hear that Shimano took such good care of you.
Yeah, they sure did. But, as far as fishing goes down there, I heard John's report. Looks like things are really hot on the East Cape there, especially the Dorado. And he mentioned no tuna, but if you was to go a little bit further south, about 35 miles from the ranch, down into that San Jose del Campo area, the Iron and La Fortuna in the 25 spot, the tuna are there. They are getting tuna up to about 60 pounds. And also the Dorado from Loreto, La Paz, East Cape, San Jose del Cabo, there is so much Dorado. It's incredible the amount of Dorado. They have really, really bounced back and come in big numbers. And once again, you're getting those little dinks, those little 3, 4, or 5 pounders, man. Release those. You know, like I say, they go up quickly. You know, just, you know, take the bigger fish. And remember, it's only a 2-fish limit on Dorado in Mexico. So don't get caught with your pants down and get fined down there and get your tackle taken away from you. So try to abide by those rules. But, you know, talking about that Western Outdoor News tournament, there's reports on the Outer Gordo of cow tuna being caught out there. I didn't get any specifics, but they say there's big tuna out there. So yeah, remember now, we're just getting into the main fishing season. It's running about 2 months late because of all the cold water that was in there. So look for this fall to be fantastic in the La Paz, East Cape, San Jose del Cabo, and Cabo area. I think you're going to see some really, really good fishing going on. And like I say, the wahoo are going to be in there thick. The yellowfin tuna are going to be there thick. And hopefully this Dorado stays in that same area because there's some nice bulls being caught too. But anyway, that's the report for this week. Also, I've got some spots left for the El Salto trip on January 10 to 14 with the Let's Talk Hookup group there. Anybody wants to join us on that group, they can give me a call at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you guys on my normal Saturday morning.
Hey, well, we appreciate you making the extended effort for getting in there. I know you had a flight to catch yesterday, and we really appreciate all the great info that you provide for us week after week, Cass. Appreciate it. Have a great one, and appreciate and look forward to another Baja report next week.
Bye, boys. Take care. I'll talk to you then.
You got it, Cass. Thanks a lot for that. And as we wait for our next report to come through, we're going to head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing. We got Captain Brian Woolley on the line from Dana War Sport Fishing. I know we got another good week of good weather, and we're hoping to hear about some continued great fishing. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's going on in there? How are you, Pat?
I'm doing great.
Good, man. Good, good. Well, hey, for us up here, you know, this week has had its differences for us, you know, with some good signal in some areas and some tricky spots in a few areas as well. starting with the bass fishing here for us, it's continued to be on the tricky side, a little bit of a downtick here for August. You know, the water along the coast here has been cooler than normal, as we all know, and a bit off color. And with that, the bass fishing couldn't get any traction this week again, you know, kind of second week in a row. Not sure what to call it, but certainly some water movement would be good, you know, kind of little water exchange, wash things out would be nice. But still, nonetheless, some guys fishing the live sardine, catching some really nice fish. And I don't want to make it sound terribly slow. In some spots, it's just nonstop action. It's just a lot of fish that are just under the 14-inch mark. So, you know, on the keeper side of things, a little slow, but on the action side, certainly that is definitely there. Over at Catalina, a few days this week, we did see some things shape up over there, too. Some good bass action over there, along with the usual Bonito and Barracuda. Also, some nice yellowtail over there as well. More show than go, I'd say, this week for a lot of guys, but a nice sample for the days that the boats were over there. And that fish was in like that 12 to 20 pound range still. And a couple nice halibut in the mix there as well for the boats fishing over there. And then offshore, you know, starting to see some sign up this way too. The San Mateo was offshore on Friday. He got lucky and found a kelp like 15 miles and got a sample of yellowtail and another dorado. And certainly, you know, the Fury, he's been getting in on that yellowfin action down the beach. He had some phenomenal fishing yesterday. Limits for his overnight group of 22 with that 110 yellowfin. And this fish is an overnight range for him, so 60 to 65 miles. So certainly seeing this stuff does making us anxious. We're kind of chomping at the bit, hoping this stuff makes its way up the line here. So that's kind of it in a nutshell for us this week. Hoping things shape up on the beach and, you know, certainly keeping tabs on that offshore stuff. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, call the landing. Our phone number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, always check us out on Facebook or online at danawarp.com. And when you book online, remember, use this code SAVER25. That'll save you 25% on one of these half or three-quarter day trips. We will have some limited load open party stuff going. Unfortunately, that discount code won't work on those limited load trips. But if you want to fish the beach on one of our regular three-quarter day or half-day trips, use that discount code and save a few bucks.
That's a great call, Willie. Certainly a great offer that you throw out to all our listeners and supporters of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. We sure appreciate that. And I'm with you, man. We're ready for that fish to continue sliding up to the beach and really filter into the Dana zone. Sounds like the scouts are up there. We're just ready for the meat to be joining you.
That's it. Just a little chunk. That's all we need. We don't need all of it.
Just a little piece. Willie, appreciate a great report as always, buddy. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, guys.
All right, appreciate that very much. Now let's head on down, find out what's going on at Cedros Island. We have Jeff Flowers on the line for Cedros Sport Fishing. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How we doing?
Fantastic. I'm actually packing for my next week's trip.
All right. Well, I'm sure you're pumped about that. And I know Pat's going to be down on the island soon, so he's going to be very intently listening to this report, because I know it has been on fire, and I just can't imagine that the fishing could have continued that pace. Was it possibly that good still at Cedros Sport Fishing?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. If you like yellowtail fishing, you know, you need to be at Cedros Sport Fishing. That's where you need to be, because we're catching fish right now that are on the thick side. We're down there at the 25 to 40 pound range, still biting on surface iron.
So cool.
It's still going crazy, Ricky, just like when you were down there.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome.
We got the kelp coming back, as you saw on the south end of the island. Stuff starting to poke its head up and now sitting around when it's a slack tide. Bait everywhere. Surface iron, you know, on the outside of the south end and up on the north. Apparently, they were up there catching some fish. Blue and white, mint, and bird crab. That seems to be the ticket. And your Sumpner color.
Yeah, that's it. The Dorado. How cool, buddy. The fishing just remained unbelievable. You know, it was hard to describe, you know, the amount of bait that was existing at that island. And I'm glad to hear that the fishing has continued to be the way that it was, Jeff. Sounds like it's an unbelievable opportunity for people to go down and get in on that good fishing.
Yeah, for the price and what you get in return, you know, being an all-inclusive trip, leaving from the CBX, just walking across the border into the T1 airport, straight flight down the island, no midway stops along the way, no getting out of the plane a second time. It makes it super easy.
Yep.
And, you know, the lodges, you've seen it, it's first class. So we got a lot of guys that are returning year after year, and there's a reason why. if they're filling up, and we're taking reservations into 2021 at this point.
That's great.
So, yeah. So if anybody wants to get down there to go fishing with us, and they want to partake in this excellent yellowtail and calico bass fishing, they need to get a hold of Rosie. And best way to do that would be to give her a call on her cell phone. And you can reach her at 619-772-7570 or go to the website at sadrosportfishing.com. Take a look at the schedule. She does not have the full schedule posted for next summer, but she does have one going on her desk. And I can tell you there's names and numbers all over it for next season. So it's going up quick.
I believe it. We'll make sure my name's on there, buddy. Jeff, great report as always. We sure appreciate you hanging with us and great info that Cedros Island is still biting. Appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you again here next week.
Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that. Now let's hit the surf. Our surf fishing report with the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Just living the dream, buddy. Anxious to hear how that surf fishing's been.
Yeah, we had some condition changes. One thing that was really good was that strong moon, strong tides. And I'll bust it up into two sections. It was kind of two worlds this week, Rock Tide. The northern beaches were really excellent, terrific mixed bag fishing, good bites on several species. And then the southern beaches saw a mix of cold, kind of dirty water, put a halt to that good corbina bite. The highlight of the week, however, was up north on those beaches there. The white sea bass were in tight to the surf line again, and several legal fish were taken. Hook, Line, Sinker reported several white sea bass taken off Goleta and Gaviota beaches. Electric Grunion Flash Minnow was a hot bait up there. One angler scored a legal white sea bass to go with three legal halibut and two short halibut. That's one heck of a day. And he was fishing near the Goleta Pier there. The barked perch bite was also very good up there this week with several fish pushing that 2-pound mark the guys are using the gulp bait there. The water's cooler up here, but more stable, you know, and that's what really matters. Wiley's reported several legal sea bass taken in the surf line. The fish are mixed with shorts and ranged to 12 pounds from the surf anglers. Leo Carrillo, County Line, Pescador, Matador, that was a good zone. And one of the shop regulars fishes from a kayak, and he took a 45-pound white sea bass drifting outside Matador with a live sardine. The kayakers also report some halibut in the surf line. The corbina bite was also good here. Most of those Malibu beaches kicking out several fish in the session. Just Fishing in Redondo reported good corbina action on Torrance and Hermosa beaches. Several fish in the 3-pound class. One just over 4, a soft shell sand crab is tough to beat there. And then moving south, things got a little tougher. There was streaky water, like I said, a mix of coolers. Some water as cool as 65 degrees and off color, and then some water as warm as 70. So when you got that kind of thing, it's a little hard to pin down the bite, and it knocks it a little. Notable catches, though, in the southern half there was a 12-pound striped bass taken on a lugworm off Steel Beach Jetty, and then a 6-pound orange mouth taken at Dog Beach in Del Mar on a hard jerk bait. So pretty darn good opportunities, and if you go after that white sea bass on the beach, Rock Tide, you know, you want to think about, like, inside kelp edges, you want to think about points, you want to think about bait concentrations, you know, harbor mouths, estuary mouths, and if throwing a hard jerk bait, cover some water, and heck, man, you get a shot at it, you know, you find a school, you get a few bites, you get a legal one. So,
Gundy, what is the more holy grail fish from the surf? Is it a legal sea bass, or is it a big striper?
I would say a legal sea bass, just because I think you could target sea bass more consistently than the stripers. You know
okay.
what I mean?
I got it.
And one of the things is the more familiar you are with a stretch of beach, the more you find those little spots where you're going to find those sea bass.
Okay, I have a question. What is the absolute best lure to use if you don't know exactly what you're doing, but you've got to have like two or three things, and you just throw it until you get something?
That's a great question.
I mean, a lot of people are like, I don't know what to get, and they go into a tackle shop. But what would you suggest? Yeah. What size? What model? What would you have as your best?
You know, as an all-around, easy-to-use bait, probably a 4 or 5-inch swim bait, you know, in a smelt or a grunion pattern. And I think from the harbor to the harbor mouths, to the beaches, that you can get bit on that bait. You know what I mean?
And what size lead head for that?
I'd probably say something like a 3/4 ounce lead head would be a good light enough to give it good action and to give you a good enough cast, you know, something like that. But
still easy to keep good ground contact.
I'm a big fan too of the old crocodile, you know, and if you got bait around, that is, you know, the 4-inch crocodile, blue chrome, green chrome, or something like that. That's another outstanding fish locator.
Good call, Gundy. Hey, man, a great report as always, buddy. We sure appreciate it. Sure love all the great work that you do put in on Western Outdoor News as well, and we just appreciate everything that's going on, Gundy. Thanks a lot for a great report, and talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. I enjoyed doing it. Have a good week.
We have a lot of fun. Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that very much. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today, sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle shop. They have a full deli with Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com for more info.
I was going to mention, in addition, when you go to Dana Landing, it's also a great place to get your Biosphere wristbands if you're only going. That's where I go.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to find parking down near Fisherman's Landing. So actually stop off there if somebody doesn't have them, because I get the annual. I have the annual. I got that on the internet and through the SAC website. But that's the wristband is the way to go.
Stop in, easy in, easy out.
Easy in, get some coffee, maybe a breakfast burrito.
Yeah. Get an Alexa sandwich to go.
And either launch there or head down to Shelter. It's a nice, easy ride right down. So I highly recommend it.
There is very few places for the private boater that are more completely – let me rephrase it. There are no places that are more inclusive for a private boater than Dana Landing.
Oh, I got
between
it.
Food and fuel and beer and licenses and tackle and everything in between. That is as full service as they come for the private boater.
Oh yeah. Let's see. Last time I went, I went for bluefin and everything with my buddy Floyd and his son, and we were out catching. We weren't catching any bluefin. We were just using poppers, and I had a weird popper I brought, and it wasn't working right. So we stopped off at Dana on the way out, had a little coffee on the way home, and Dylan went in and bought I think 4 or 5 of the poppers, the big,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So it was like, how many did you get? Well, the next day they went out. I couldn't believe they went back out. I was exhausted. They went back out the next day and they had limits of yellowfin and bluefin on the popper. So
that's cool.
They have the right stuff. They know what they're doing. And they're open pretty late, so and early. So you know, it's a great spot.
Yep.
Steve Pinard and his guys do a fantastic job.
No doubt about that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup right here on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN HD1 San Diego Radio.com Sports Station.
This is manager Andy Green from the San Diego Padres.
The Padres play here.
They're all waiting for him on the top step of the Padres dugout at third base. And the Padres up a run in the top of the ninth.
The Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
You've heard all about it. You know the angler's catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-7636 or check kingfishercharters.com.